of Mert and Marge. Mert's affairs appear to be more snarled than ever, judging by the latest developments in our story. But Margie is almost happy these days. Jack Arnold is arranging for her legal adoption by Mr. and Mrs. Minter, who are about to visit her. But she can't be completely happy because she's worried about Mert. Mert has received a threatening letter from the wife of Ray Hunt, a letter that accuses her of trying to alienate Ray's affections. In a moment, we'll see if there is anything that might help clear up the situation when we listen to today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. The following morning, Mert and Marge are getting ready to go out shopping in anticipation of the Minters' visit. Let's listen as Margie says,
"You better get dressed, Myrtle, if we're going shopping."
"I'm almost dressed, Margie, but I don't feel like shopping, dear. Couldn't we just go?"
"Just wait, Myrtle. I have $100 to spend. The money came yesterday, part of my allowance, and Sonny went with me to the post office to get it cashed."
"So you're not cross with me for going out with Jack, are you, Margie?"
"Oh, of course not. Sonny and I had a lot of fun."
"Margie, do you really like Sonny?"
"Oh, he's nice, and so is Mr. Arnold. I just don't know which I like the best. Did you have a nice time with Mr. Arnold?"
"We did nothing but talk, though."
"What about?"
"Well, we discussed the plans for your adoption, dear."
"Oh.
He's going to write to your dad. We talked about Ginny and the Houston black market ring. I don't know what kind of a sentence they'll get. Jack says there's three or four of the gang still at large. Ginny will be the one to help Jack round them up."
"Well, won't it be dangerous for Jimmy?"
"Well, that's it. It wouldn't be."
"What else did you talk about, Myrtle?"
"Well, she told me a lot more about Ray Hunt and his wife."
"Oh.
I can understand now why Ray never told me about it."
"I feel awfully sorry for Mr. Hunt, Myrtle."
"Well, now that I know the truth, my heart aches for him, Margie. But I'm going out and being his friend."
"But you love him, Myrtle."
"That doesn't count. Ray and I can be friends until fate changes matters. But I'll go on believing in him. When the time comes, I'll be waiting for him."
"Have you told him so, Myrtle?"
"No, I haven't talked to him at all, but I'm going to, dear. Maybe tonight."
"You will wait, won't you, Myrtle?"
"Why, gee, I'll try. I'll try so hard. You can't realize what it means to see someone you love every day and just try to be friends with not even the loving touch of her hand or arms around you. Fill with a kiss. All the magic. Oh, Margie, I'm so miserable and unhappy. If I didn't have you, I'd quit the show."
"Well, if you did, I'd quit right with you."
"No, you couldn't do that." "Oh, I won't quit. I'm only talking. You're going to be a star someday, dear, and I'm going to stick right along with you and help you all I can."
"Well, I'll certainly stick to you, Myrtle. Oh, now I know what you mean when you ask me not to fall in love and be hurt."
"Oh, I suppose when the right man comes along for you, it won't make any difference whether he's a millionaire or a ditch digger." "You know, I'm a big laugh, Margie. Here I've been giving you advice for weeks about falling in love at 16. Here I am, 33, and head over heels. But it's the first time I've ever been really in love. And I picked the wrong man."
"Well, Myrtle, why don't you follow your own advice? Don't concentrate on one man. There's Sonny and Mr. Arnold. Oh, I don't suppose you'd want Sonny, but I'd lend you Mr. Arnold. He could take you places."
"Oh, you funny kid. Jack Arnold wouldn't take me places even if he wanted to."
"Well, I can't think of any other suggestions." "Oh, let's not bother with a darn old man at all. Let's just go out and shop. I get so many things to buy. I got my list here. Look, there's Mother and Dad and you and Jimmy and..." "Oh, shall I answer?"
"Yes, dear, please."
"Okay. Hello? Oh, hello, Sonny. Where are you?" "Well, I'll ask her." Myrtle, Sonny wants to know if he can go shopping with us.
Well, Margie, would you mind very much if I didn't go with you?
You go ahead with Sonny.
Oh, hold the wire, Sonny. Well, Myrtle, if you don't care, then you and I'll go tomorrow?
Yeah, you go ahead with him now.
Oh, okay. All right, Sonny. I'll be right down. Oh, yes, we'll have fun.
Is he downstairs?
Yes, he is.
See. Well, don't take all that money with you, Margie. Just do part of your shopping today. Tomorrow, I'll help you pick out a hat for your mother.
All right, Myrtle. Jackie! Here, Jackie! Come here, Jackie. I want to measure you, Jackie. Hey, got a tape measure, Myrtle?
In my sewing box in the closet there.
Okay. Oh, I've got it. Come on, hold still, Jackie. Hold still. Oh, that's it. Say, how do I measure him for a collar?
Well, I suppose just around her neck is what there is of it.
Oh, I guess I'll just tell the saleswoman the collar's for a very small dog, a fox terrier. Oh, Jackie, I'm glad his foot's well again, aren't you, Myrtle?
Yes, but Sonny will have grown a long beard by the time you get down there.
Oh, goodbye, Myrtle. You won't be lonesome?
No, I'm going to write some letters and do the family wash. Bye, dear.
Bye.
Come here, Jackie. Come on, up on my knee. Oh, you can't, your poor little foot. Up you come. There you are, you poor little mutt. Now, quiet there, Jackie.
Oh, quit licking my ear. Tickle.
Oh, you like Mert, huh, do you? I thought you only like Margie. Well, I'm flattered. Oh, wonder who that is, Jackie. You'll pardon me, won't you? I'll play with you after a while. Hello? Oh, hello, Ray. No, I don't think you'd better. Margie's gone shopping with Sonny Darnell. No, I don't think so. I better see you at the theater. Yes, I do want to talk to you, but... Oh, you're down in the lobby. Well, come on up for a few minutes. All right. Oh, Jackie, someone's coming up here to see me. Someone I love. Will you chaperone me, Jackie?
Well, answer.
I get the part of my nose and fix my hair a little.
Do I look all right? Jackie, do I? Well, can't you speak?
I shouldn't do this. It's a big mistake. There he is, Jackie.
Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Ray. I shouldn't have let you come up here, Ray.
Well, I'm not exactly a stranger, Myrtle. I've been up here for some of your delicious dinners. Remember?
But everything changed now.
Hmm. Everything looks the same to me, except that... Well, now, what's this addition?
That's Jackie. Margie and I found her up in Central Park. Her foot was hurt. Margie wanted her, so here she is, part of the family.
Now, what kind of a dog is it?
Well, I told Margie she's a fox terrier, but I'm afraid she's just plain dog.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't have come up here, Myrtle, but I just got to talk to you. You haven't given me an opportunity to see you, talk to you alone for almost 2 weeks.
Well, there's nothing to talk about, Ray. I know the whole story. Jack told me all about it. I realize now it would have been hard for you to told me about your married life, but you could at least have told me you had a wife.
If I begged your forgiveness or offered apologies or excuses, Myrtle, I know I'd sound very foolish. I can only ask you to be tolerant. Have a little faith and believe me when I tell you my love for you is very sincere, Myrtle. But if I ask you to wait for me, that would seem very selfish. So I'm not asking it of you.
You mean you wouldn't care if I went out with other men to parties? Or it wouldn't matter if they made love to me?
Not if it would make you any happier.
I don't get your point of view.
Well, I have no jurisdiction over your life, Myrtle. You are free. I'm not. I'll have to be satisfied with a smile from you, the nearness of you. We'll probably be together with other friends. Maybe we'll dance together.
No, we won't dance, Ray.
Oh, it isn't fair to you and me, Ray, to be cheated out of our love. We have a right to each other.
Well, I'm only thinking of you, sweetheart. Don't forget that threatening letter. And I heard today that if Mrs. Hunt thought she could get a lot of money out of me, she'd move heaven and earth to get a divorce.
Well, let her do it, Ray. Let her get a divorce.
Oh, Don't you understand me, Myrtle?
Oh. You mean she tried to name me as Corse? Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Please go, Ray. Now, will you?
Yes, I'm going. Bye, dear.
Ray, there's no one to speak. Just hold me tight in your arms. Just for a minute. Kiss me, will you?
Mert made a mistake in allowing Ray Hunt to come up to the apartment. Hunt has asked her to have faith in him. But knowing that his chance of being free from his selfish wife is very remote, he hasn't asked Mert to wait for him. Will Mert go on loving him and waiting for him? There should be some interesting action in the next episode of our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.